Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Officials, alumni, and fans of several Metro East schools are watching Springfield to see if legislation that could force them to change their Native American mascots becomes law. KMOX's Brian Kelly spoke with one superintendent who says he doesn't think a change is necessary.
I really do not feel that a change would be merited based upon any disrespect or any direction we've gone toward the warrior.
Jim Greenwald says Granite City's warrior is a sign of strength and honor and integrity. He says he's never seen any kind of disrespect linked to the school's use of the mascot.
My goodness, I see the warrior come out and emulate honor. I see the cheerleaders at times, you know, dressed in Native American type garb. I just see our huge mural on the wall, which reminds us at every basketball game, every event, that it's warrior honor.
The bill would require schools who want to keep their Native American mascot to get permission from a nearby tribe. Greenwald says he would be glad to do that. Brian Kelly, St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
Meanwhile, Collinsville Superintendent Mark Skerdich released a statement saying that the Cahokia mascot is a treasured part of the local community, and if the legislation is enacted, they will explore all options.